Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth. Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
For 13 years, the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office stood firm on a ruling that defied common sense, basic forensic science, and, frankly, human decency. Ellen Greenberg, a bright young schoolteacher, was found stabbed 20 times in her locked apartment, with multiple wounds to the back of her neck. And yet somehow, we were all expected to believe this was suicide. It was a story that never held up, a conclusion that was mathematically, physically, and logically impossible. And now, after more than a decade of relentless effort by her parents, independent forensic experts, and journalists who refused to let this case be buried, the wall of lies is finally beginning to crumble. Dr. Marlon Osborne, the very medical examiner who signed off on Ellen's suicide ruling, has now reversed course. He has finally admitted what the Greenberg family and every sane person looking at this case have known from day one. Ellen Greenberg's death should not have been classified as a suicide. In a sworn statement, he now claims that the manner of death should be something other than suicide. That's a deliberately vague way of saying, yeah, we got it wrong, and now we're in deep. This isn't just a minor revision. This is an earthquake. When the very institution responsible for ruling out foul play suddenly backtracks after years of legal battles, it means only one thing. The truth is no longer containable. The city of Philadelphia is now in a position where they must answer for this gross miscarriage of justice, and the entire medical examiner's office and police department have a lot of explaining to do. Let's be clear, this was never a real investigation. From the moment Ellen's body was found in January 2011, the case was mishandled at every possible turn. First, it was ruled a homicide. Then, inexplicably, it was changed to suicide, despite overwhelming forensic evidence suggesting otherwise. If you've ever doubted the existence of cover-ups, take a good, long look at this case. 20 stab wounds, that's not a typo. 20. To the chest, stomach, and back of the neck, this is not how suicides happen. A locked door, the prosecution's favorite magic trick. Well, the door was locked from the inside, so it must have been suicide. Really? That's the best you've got? Because last I checked, people can lock doors behind them. Blood evidence that doesn't add up. The crime scene was inconsistent with a self-inflicted attack. There were clear indications that Ellen had been moved post-mortem. The blood patterns didn't align with the story law enforcement was selling. And yet, somehow, the medical examiner's office and Philadelphia police insisted that Ellen Greenberg had done the impossible. stabbed herself repeatedly in places she physically couldn't reach, collapsed in a way that defied gravity, and left behind a crime scene that looked more like a murder than any suicide case on record. Ellen's parents, Josh and Sandra Greenberg, have never stopped fighting for the truth. They've spent over a decade battling a system that seemed hell-bent on keeping the facts buried. Every appeal, every forensic report they commissioned, every press conference they held was met with bureaucratic roadblocks and thinly veiled dismissals. But they never gave up. And now, thanks to their relentless pursuit of justice, the walls are finally closing in on those who perpetuated this cover-up. On January 31st, 2025, a Philadelphia judge ruled that the Greenberg family's lawsuit against the city could proceed. This means that city officials, including members of the police department and medical examiner's office, will have to answer in court for their role in mishandling Ellen's case. This is the moment they've been dreading, the moment where their actions are placed under a microscope, where their excuses will no longer hold weight, and where the truth will finally get its day in court. And it gets worse for them. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has agreed to review whether estate executors, in this case Ellen's parents, have the legal right to challenge a medical examiner's ruling. If the court sides with the Greenbergs, it could set a massive legal precedent, forcing authorities to re-examine questionable rulings across the board. With the suicide ruling finally being questioned at an official level, new investigations could be on the horizon. The city is now in damage control mode, trying to figure out how to get ahead of a story that is quickly spiraling out of their control. But at this point, it's too late. The truth is out, and the public isn't buying the lies anymore. The next steps? The lawsuit against the city moves forward. Jury selection starts today, February 3rd, 2025. The Supreme Court decision looms, which could upend more than just Ellen's case. A potential criminal investigation into those who played a role in covering this up. For too long, the powers that be thought they could sweep this under the rug. They counted on time, bureaucracy, and legal red tape to wear down the Greenberg family, hoping the story would fade away. But justice doesn't work like that. Not when the truth is this glaring, this undeniable. Now, Philadelphia officials have a choice. Own up to what happened, admit the failures, and finally do right by Ellen Greenberg. Or double down on their lies and watch their credibility go up in flames. Either way, this cover-up is collapsing, and those responsible are running out of places to hide. One way or another, justice is coming, and it's about damn time. The moment you start asking real questions, the cracks in the official story widen. Ellen Greenberg's death was ruled a suicide against every shred of logic, forensic science, and basic reasoning. Now, after 13 years of public scrutiny, forced legal battles, and relentless advocacy from her parents, the truth is seeping through those cracks, threatening to collapse whatever structure has been holding it back. The question now isn't just about whether this was a murder. It's about who had the most to lose if it was recognized as one from the start. The medical examiner who originally classified Ellen's death as a suicide has now reversed course, stating that her manner of death should be something other than suicide. This isn't a minor revision. It's a bombshell that forces a closer look at the people who signed off on this absurdity for more than a decade. The Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office, the police department, the district attorney's office, who among them decided this case was better off closed? Who wanted Ellen's death to disappear into the system, marked as tragic but unremarkable? And why? Let's start with the timeline. Ellen was found stabbed 20 times in her apartment, with multiple wounds to the back of her neck, injuries that defy the mechanics of suicide. The door was locked from the inside, which authorities used as their primary excuse to rule out foul play. But locked doors don't mean no one else was involved. Couldn't someone stage a scene and lock a door behind them? Are we supposed to believe that the police, the same force that prides itself on investigating the slightest inconsistencies in cases, just took that detail at face value? And then there's the 911 call, the moment that should have been a frantic, desperate attempt to get help. Instead, it raises more questions than it answers. There was a delay in calling emergency services, an oddly detached demeanor, and vague responses that don't align with finding a loved one in that state. Was it shock? Or was there something else happening in those crucial minutes before the authorities arrived? Did anyone ask why certain people at the scene reacted the way they did? If they did, they sure didn't put it in the report. Then we have the evidence. The crime scene was chaotic. Blood in places that didn't make sense, signs of movement, and a body positioned in a way that suggested more than a solitary act. Yet, despite all this, the police decided early on that there was no need for a deeper investigation. No need to interrogate key figures. No need to reevaluate their initial assumptions. No need to follow basic forensic protocols. Why? Who made that call? And how many people had to nod along to make it stick? The involvement of a high-powered attorney relative taking evidence from the scene adds another layer of suspicion. Who allowed that to happen? How did crucial evidence from what should have been a murder investigation end up in private hands instead of locked down as part of a serious forensic review? Was this just incompetence, or was there a conscious effort to control the narrative from day one? Further examination of the autopsy report reveals additional inconsistencies. There were no hesitation wounds, something almost always found in self-inflicted stabbing deaths. Several wounds were deep enough to puncture vital organs, requiring force beyond what is typical in a suicide. The final stab wound, which punctured her heart, would have likely incapacitated her, making it nearly impossible for her to continue stabbing herself. How was this ignored? Why did the medical examiner's office double down on their ruling when forensic experts around the country found it questionable? It would be one thing if it were just a bad initial ruling, a sloppy investigation that authorities later corrected when confronted with overwhelming evidence. But that's not what happened. For 13 years, every attempt to challenge the official story was met with resistance. The Greenberg family has been forced to jump through endless legal hoops just to get authorities to consider what should have been obvious from the start. Why? What is so dangerous about admitting that this case wasn't properly investigated? Who benefits from keeping it buried? Beyond the forensic evidence, the handling of this case by law enforcement is deeply troubling. The lead detective on the case initially treated it as a homicide. It wasn't until later, when the medical examiner changed the ruling, that police adjusted their stance. Why the sudden shift? Who ordered it? If the initial police response saw this as a homicide, what changed? And why was that perspective abandoned so quickly? Now the city of Philadelphia is in a corner. The lawsuit against them is moving forward, and with it, the chance that their decisions will finally be scrutinized under oath. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court is also set to review whether a family has the right to challenge a medical examiner's ruling, a decision that could have massive implications beyond just Ellen's case. If it goes in the Greenbergs' favor, it could force the legal system to acknowledge just how flawed and corruptible these official determinations can be. And if that happens, how many other cases might be reopened? How many other deaths have been quietly mislabeled to protect someone or something bigger? At this point, there's no putting this case back in the shadows. Every attempt to dismiss it, every effort to deflect, has only made the cover-up, if it is one, more obvious. And if it is a cover-up, the people responsible are running out of room to maneuver. The truth has a way of clawing its way to the surface, no matter how deeply it's buried. It's not a matter of if this all comes crashing down, it's a matter of when. With the upcoming trial, depositions will be conducted, sworn testimonies will be given, documents that have remained hidden will be introduced as evidence. The police, the medical examiner's office, and city officials will be forced to answer questions they have avoided for over a decade. The Greenbergs are not just fighting for Ellen. They are fighting for transparency, for accountability, and for justice that should have been served long ago. One by one, the defenses put in place to protect the initial ruling are failing. The medical examiner's reversal is the latest domino to fall. What happens when the next piece topples? And the next? The city's credibility is on the line, and it won't be long before the full weight of this injustice comes crashing down.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.